on drop a grain of corn or two grains by this foot, and the next you turn over and you drop it by the next foot. Mm-hmm. And that was the way we measured our rows. Well, I dropped corn when I got evil. And then, them times, you'd put from 2 to 3 grains in a hill.
Uh-huh.
Well, then later, when that got up, say, about that high, you'd go back and pull 2 of them. If 3 come up, a lot of the time it wouldn't be but 1 left there in the hill. It wouldn't but 1 come up, or something would pull 1. And you'd pull out down to 1. It wasn't supposed to have but 1 in the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that time it didn't use fertilizer, it didn't have it. And it had to grow from what was in the ground. And 1 in a hill was a plenty. Well, them times, if you made 15 bushel of corn to the acre, I mean a load, 15 bushel, that was pretty good corn. And then it now, well, 100 bushel ain't so much now, but it's different. Well, the most of us now don't make more than about 40 and 50 bushel. That's a common farm. Now with us here, in the last, well, since 1928, we've been growing tobacco
mm-hmm.
a little bit. And, well, you don't have much without you buy somebody else's allotment. A farm like we have here, we have a little over 2 acres of tobacco. Well, this year it's been very good. A lot of folks haven't made any much. But we've been fortunate. We made good tobacco and it sold good.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our neighbors drowned the ground, the tobacco drowned it, planted on too low land and it can't grow.
Well, how do you go about selling the tobacco? Where do you sell it?
They have markets over here at Statesboro, our store. And this year it was such a short crop, the season hasn't run long. Like the quarter. We got ours off, but my nephew over there got what we call a barn, a curing, and the market is closed. He got to go another place. They have, I think, about 6 or 8 markets left open. I believe there's about 2 dozen, or a little better, in this section of Georgia. It don't go above Scriven County. Tobacco grows this way down here. And you're going, now we have to go, anybody with tobacco to sell now will have to go to Claxton.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good little way, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I don't know exactly how far, but it's down that way. They go further out in the belt so the people can come from everywhere. Now at Statesboro, over there, you see, it's that was the border market here with us. We went from here to Statesboro. But it ain't far. Now, in years past, Statesboro was a big market because a lot of the Carolina tobacco come over.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, Carolina didn't allow much tobacco sold in the package. You had to tie it, they call it. They put it in a pack about that big and tie a leaf around it. Well, that took a lot of help, but our section here just takes it off and pack it down in a biscuit like,
mm-hmm.
and it ain't much of a job, but when you got to hand it and pick all it out of it and tie it with a leaf, it's a slow job.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the Carolina tobacco brought over here loose. Now in the last year or two, Carolina's going to selling a lot of it in the loose shape and quit tying, and tobacco don't come over there like it did. And their market now, they closed yesterday. We had the last we had sold yesterday. Well,